This is TWiT.
So Android police reporting that they've got lots of new information about the new Nexus phone. They're confirming that it will be a 5.9-inch device, and it will be called the Nexus 6. 5.9, that's large. I really don't want to talk about how big this phone is because I feel like all the iPhone people have been doing is talking about how big the Plus is. Mm-hmm. This is, and I'm tired of it. So I don't want to be another person being like, but that phone's so big. But the thing is, you guys, this phone is really big, if this is true. Yeah. So the Motorola is going to be making this phone. The Motorola Nexus 6 will basically be a lot like a larger Moto X with an aluminum frame and similar back black plate. It's a 5.9-inch QHD display. Same 13-megapixel rear-facing camera, 2-megapixel front-facing camera, 3,200-milliamp battery, front-facing stereo speakers. Love that. Love the front-facing speakers. That's cool. Compatible with Motorola's turbo charging, 15-minute charge for 8 hours of life. Oh, wow. Version L, new icon refreshes, drive and play, get their own folders, likely partly due to Google's expanded requirements for partners.
I'm guessing new on messaging that one, app. But yeah, it looks that kind.
Yeah, it looks that way. New messaging app and no Hangouts app icon. Interesting. So likely this is the only Nexus this year. No smaller version has been rumored. So giant Nexus 6, yeah, allegedly.
There it is next to the Apple iPhone 6 Plus and the LG. Is that the G?
G3? Or no, the LG
Pro 2.
Pro 2.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a question. If it's called the Nexus 6, why not just go the full 6 inches? Why stop at 5.9? Add the three extra inches. Go for it.
Okay, what's the line, you guys, between phone and tablet? What's the line for you? Is it 6 inches?
That's a good question.
Around there. I mean, I feel like...
How big is the note?
I mean, we've seen tablets at 6 inches, right? What do you think, Jerry?
Well, I used an Xperia Z Ultra for a while that was... If it wasn't 6 inches or even a little more, it was right around that. I want to say 6.1. I'm sure that somebody in the chat room will correct me. That's too big.
The Note's not even 6.
That's too big to carry around for a phone.
6.4 inches for the Z Ultra.
On the other hand, if you're not leaving the house and you're sitting on the couch, it was great. It made a great phone. Typing was easy on that great big keyboard. Want to play a game. The screen was really big. I see the draw from both sides. But for me... That's not going to fit in my pocket when I'm wheeling myself around town. That's just not going to work.
Yeah.
I don't think that this 5.9-inch phone is going to work for me either. I'll try, but I just don't think.
Well, so the Galaxy Note 3 is 5.95 inches.
So this is about the same. So
that same size as the Galaxy Note. The Note has been
the same screen size, but when you take the
bezel and all,
the frame into account.
So the Note has been a success, right?
It has been.
Right.
But it's been, yes, but it has definitely a more limited appeal than a lot of other smaller form factor devices.
Yeah.
Certain people want the Note either for the S Pen functionality or the larger size or both. Mm-hmm. But it's not an it's good for everybody style phone.
The stylus, the S Pen, I feel like there is the thing.
Is the differentiator.
Like if you're looking for a stylus... You're looking for a different device.
Yeah.
I think, you know? And like, cool. Like, I'm not, no judgment. Like, stylus, fine, you know? But like, the fact that that big phone is packing a stylus, okay, cool. Like, you're doing this, right? But this isn't, the Nexus isn't going to have a stylus. I just feel like it's a different device. This one feels like it's going to, I love the Nexus line, but this feels like it's going to be a little too big.
Yeah, I've been a big. I mean, I've been Nexus guy since the Nexus One, right? Man, I've been on a straight run of Nexi.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'll do this one. That's really big.
Yeah. So Jerry, so then I have to ask this question: Google, is there a reason why Google decided? You know, because Google is largely in control of their Nexus program. They work very closely with the manufacturer. Of course, when this started happening, I'm sure. The Motorola Google thing was a little bit closer than it is now. It's kind of splintering. Yeah. Oh, they're splintering away from each other at this moment. But why? Why would Google say, you know what, the next Nexus should be an incredibly large phone? I mean, they've continued to go larger. So I guess, well, this isn't even a Nexus 5, but they've continued to go larger. So I guess it's not out of the realm, you know, of believability that they might continue to push it a little bit more. But this is a big jump. And it's definitely a jump into a territory that a lot of people just flat out are not going to feel comfortable with and will not get it for that very reason. Why do they have an initiative, do you think, that, you know, that they're pointing, that they're going to point people to because of this large size phone? Or what do you think?
I really think that they're going to continue to sell the Nexus 5.
Yeah.
And they just want to have a bigger option for people who want the bigger option. I mean, and that's just a gut call. I don't have any inside information on that. I do know that for them to make the new Nexus super phone, the hardware is not ready until the middle of next year. The hardware bump in specs, it's nice because of the increased screen resolution, but when you want, you know, the new ARM spec 64-bit chip, nobody's going to have any ready until, you know, sometime next spring. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to go a year without introducing something. So, you know, maybe they just wanted a larger option because a lot of people want it. 30, 40 million people are buying Galaxy Notes. That's a lot of people that want that size.
Yep. Yeah, I think that there's a demand for it. I think that they're smart enough to, or not smart enough, but they're at least wise enough to look at the market and react. And they're seeing the number of people who are reacting to the Note and saying, well, let's put out a Nexus. Clearly there's a demand for this.
Yeah. It's certainly a stamp of approval.
Yeah.
In the same way that some people might view Apple saying we have a smartwatch as a kind of a legitimizing a certain category, you know, the smartwatch category.
Yep.
Same could kind of be said for Google anointing a Nexus, their single new Nexus smartphone of the year to an incredibly large form factor.
Yeah. And then the Nexus, whatever the next, you know, I don't know what the next, not Nexus 7 because they already have a Nexus 7.
I know. Yes, exactly. That's the next conversation is where to now?
Where do you go?
Yeah.
Backwards.
I guess.
But yeah, and I think I would agree with that, Jerry. I think that actually makes a lot of sense. The Nexus 5 is still incredibly capable.
Yeah.
It's still my
go-to. Super snappy. It's my go-to recommendation phone for people. I mean, I remember when it came out, we're like, whoa, that's a big phone.
Oh, I know.
Remember? Yeah.
That just keeps getting larger and larger, what we consider a big phone, you see.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
We get more and more comfortable every single year with larger phones.